Meanwhile, Moscow has warned against a risk of uncontrolled escalation amid rising tensions between the United States and North Korea. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov noted that the current situation is extremely dangerous, urging a political solution. He made the remark after Washington toughened its stance on North Korea's nuclear talks during a UN Security Council session on Friday. During the meeting, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson scaled back his previous comments that the U.S. was ready for negotiations with North Korea without any preconditions. Tillerson urged the international community to oppose a nuclear North Korea. Trump also on Friday accused Russia of failing to pressure North Korea to halt its nuclear weapons program. Let's cross over to San Francisco, joined by Mr. Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer. Good to see you. Well, what's going on here? Basically, on the one hand, we seem to have such back and forth with Tillerson, and it seems to be a schism within the administration. And one day, he announces that the United States is ready to talk to North Korea without any preconditions, and then we see him going back and scaling back. What is going on there, in your perspective?
Well, I think Tillerson is a terrible choice for a Secretary of State for precisely the reasons that you outlined. He seems to be double-minded or not on par with the administration, with President Trump. That's not to say he's got entirely negative qualities. He doesn't seem to be a rabid neoconservative Zionist warmonger, although he does have certain members of his staff like Nikki Haley, who certainly are. But there's a very odd schizophrenia and missing part of the White House and the American government with regards to North Korea. They just can't get it into their head that other countries are very suspicious, skeptical, and wary of the United States and any of its diplomatic promises, precisely because of its abandonment of the JCPOA, its disintegration of Libya using Wahhabi mercenaries, and its attempted disintegration of Syria. So North Korea, if the United States was intelligent, it would analyze the situation from North Korea's point of view and present solutions that would appease them, such as, we are not going to force regime change. We're not going to do an invasion like we did in Libya. We're not going to exercise a nuclear attack on your country once your defenses are down. We're not going to transform the South Korean missile defense system that we've installed into aggressive offensive weaponry, and you have nothing to worry about. Just, we're very concerned about your nuclear weapons. However, the absence of those comments make the North Koreans suspect exactly that the United States will attempt to do regime change and will engage in kinetic military attacks once its guard is down. So that's what Russia is saying to Tillerson. You have to understand the North Korean position, because you have no honor or integrity or trust, because you can't be trusted, because every document that you've signed is worthless. And China has essentially said that. I think they're very, very polite, if not too polite, and perhaps they need to get a little bit rough around the edges with President Trump and Tillerson and say, what about a war with Korea means a war with China, Russia at the same time? Don't you understand? Because we're not going to allow another country to fall for the same fate that you've done to so many others. The world just can't hold it. And hopefully, you know, that's going to be part of the message that's going to be acquired.
Well, Scott, in your perspective, do you think the United States, the ultimate goal is that they really want to have a war with North Korea?
I honestly couldn't see any success from that, because it would result in enormous losses to American men and women, casualties. It would probably be akin to a war crime, because North Korea hasn't engaged in any sort of attack whatsoever. It hasn't done anything. It simply exercised its own right to sovereignty and national defense. That's the key defense, and that should be stated over and over and over again in the United Nations. But again, we're dealing with a schizophrenic White House and Congress, and not necessarily President Trump, but he's surrounded by these military and neoconservative advisors that have mentally crippled him or assisted in that process. And he seems to be sort of struggling. He's not a politician or a foreign diplomat. He doesn't seem to have the education on the history of the world, as we've seen in the Jerusalem fiasco and that catastrophic act of stupidity. But this is another one. And the dangerous thing is, of course, that his entire Department of Justice is now being exposed as a group of, you know, Nazi thugs that have tried to encircle him and create a complete false charge against him and remove him from office. We see that in McCabe and all of these people like Weinstein and Rosenstein and Weiserman and all of these people. So the rest of the world is looking and saying, Mr. Trump, you don't even have your own government in order. You don't have your Department of Justice in order. My God, the government of the United States is a neoconservative coup d'etat. They're trying to take you out. And that makes us even more worrisome, because when you have troubles at home, that's the quickest route to some sort of international flare-up to take attention off of it. So there is a danger that an accidental flare-up could be turned into a Gulf of Tonkin situation with a very mm-hmm. quick military situation in order to take attention off of the problems in Trump's own White House and
right.
own Congress.
Right.
But I hope not.
All right. Thanks so much for being with us, Mr. Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army Psychological Warfare Officer out of San Francisco.